quite overstayed there by Ashtray Electric. That was followed by Run by Matthew Moore right here on Tux FM 107.2. It is now time for that platform with Naledi Makatu. Now, if you just tuned in, it is now 5 minutes past three, and we have the guys from iGEM here. We have Stefan, we have Nomakula, we have Mojaji. Good afternoon, guys. Welcome to Tux FM.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing?
Good in yourself.
I'm fine, thanks. For those who don't know, the iGEM is a competition, well, the International Genetically Engineered Machine. The organization is basically hosting a competition, and it is an competition open to all educational institutions as well as other organizations. There are three main divisions. There's the high school, the undergrad, and these are the members, you know, 23 and younger by March 31st, and overgrad. These are different tracks to focus your project in, and they include energy, medicine, and new applications. Now, can you please, guys, tell me, what is iGEM?
iGEM is basically an international competition. It's a synthetic biology competition.
Mm-hmm.
Different teams come together, come up with a novel project.
Yes.
And then around October, everybody goes, presents their novel synthetic biology project,
yes,
tells everybody what they did. And yeah, that's what iGEM is.
So do I have to have like a history of science to be able to enter this competition?
No, not really. We have engineers in the team who, we also have a computer science student. So
when I started this project, like, I didn't even know what a DNA, like plant cells they were talking about. I knew nothing. And throughout the process, you just learn as you go along. And
okay, so I can just basically think of something and then just come to the engineers and the people who know more about it and then just give them the idea and they put it into life.
And collaborate, yeah.
Okay. So tell us about your project. Does it happen every year? Like, is there a certain date? Maybe does it happen more than once?
Yeah, so we, every year, there's a Tux team,
mm-hmm,
but each year there's different topics. This year we plan to use synthetic biology to create a photobioelectrical chemical cell.
Okay.
Now this photobioelectric chemical cell is going to use, it's going to use plant material,
okay,
to generate electricity. So our plan is to, attach these plant cells to a highly conductive material known as graphene. I'm,
mm-hmm,
sure you've heard of graphene.
Yes, yes.
It's one of the thinnest substances. It's only one atom thick.
Okay.
It's highly conductive,
mm-hmm,
and it's quite cheap to make. So that's why we thought we would use that.
Okay.
And then the plant cells then do their normal natural photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
And through this process, they generate a free electron.
Okay.
Which then we can use to generate electricity.
Oh, so basically you're looking for new ways to generate electricity using plants.
Yes, and that's also to try and reduce the CO2 footprint and go green.
Word.
You know,
is that even possible? Like,
it's very possible. We are doing it after all.
Oh, okay. So what is the project based on? Is it based on energy, medicine, new application?
Our project is energy based. We're participating in the energy track.
Okay. And how long did it take to complete this whole project?
And we're still in the process of doing it. We have experiments running in the lab at the moment.
Okay.
So we started in February.
This year,
conceptualizing everything. So we need to finish by October 19th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I join this organization, or is it for UP students? Is it for specific people? Do you recruit people?
Well, it's for UP students, and you can join every year. I mean, like, now we're already far with our project, so you can't join this year. But
okay,
at the beginning of every year, there's an advert that goes on the student portal, and you contact the people there, and you can join.
Oh, okay. So in the beginning of the year, I can join,
yes,
whether I have a science history or not.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So thank you so much for joining us here. Is there anything you'd like to share with us? Something that we really don't know about your project? Something that is, you know, mind-blowing perhaps? Something that we really didn't know about?
Well, another part of our project is human practices,
mm-hmm,
where we need to raise awareness of synthetic biology amongst the people here at Tux and South Africa as a whole. And
okay,
so this Tux FM interview serves as one of that.
Oh, okay. Raising awareness and
raising
making people aware of, like,
synthetic biology.
Oh, okay.
And our project. And we also have interviews. Like, we have had an interview with Dr. Karen Sarich.
Ooh, okay.
From the center. She's the center manager at Sanedi.
Okay.
work with renewable energy. Right now, a workshop is happening here on campus.
Is it?
Yes. At the bioinformatics labs.
Oh, is it?
Nearby Umhart. Yeah,
A workshop. Okay.
Tomorrow we have a symposium in Centurion. On Wednesday, we are going to present at the Women in Energy Business Summit.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and there's also
You guys are actually really growing.
Yes.
It's so impressive. Okay, so where can we contact you guys if we want to like find out more about what you're doing and maybe want to join in the beginning of the year? How can we, and also how to know about the competition?
We are on Facebook.
Okay.
It's iGEM.
Yes.
Pretoria UP, two words.
Okay.
We are on Twitter at iGEM Pretoria _UP. That's one word. Find us there and we'll give you more information about everything we're doing. Ask your questions, make your comments. Yeah.
Okay, so also we can go to your website, right?
Yes, but at the moment we're still busy working on it. So we will let everybody know when it's ready.
If it's an international organization, where is it taking place? Like in America or?
Yes.
The competition itself, we are attending the Giant Jamboree in October.
Okay.
From October 25th up until October 31st in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh my God. So if I join, I'd get to go also.
Of course. That's the perk of it.
Okay, so we will present our project at the Giant Jamboree, which takes place. It's you guys, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's already it's already finished. It's ready to go.
Well, we're still working on it.
Okay, you still have time. Thank you so much for joining us. That was the Pretoria UPI Gem members, Stefan, Nomakula, and Mujaji. Thank you so much for joining
us.
That was very informative. I'm definitely going to look out for you guys. Because I have a science history, so I'm going to try and think of something. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Turn it up so I can feel it.